Suta Goswami said, Maharaj Parikit, thus being petitioned by the personality of Kali, gave him permission to reside in places where gambling, drinking, prostitution, and animal slaughter were performed. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The basic principle of irreligiosity, such as pride, prostitution, intoxication, and falsehood, counteracts the four principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. The personality of Kali was given permission to live in four places particularly mentioned by the king, namely the place of gambling, the place of prostitution, the place of drinking, and the place of animal slaughter. Srila Jiva Goswami directs that drinking against the principles of scriptures, such as the Santarmani Yajna, association with women outside marriage, and killing animals against the injunctions of scriptures, are irreligious. In the Vedas, two different types of injunctions are there for the pravrittas, or those who are engaged in material enjoyment, and for the nivrittas, or those who are liberated from material bondage. The Vedic injunction for the pravrittas is to gradually regulate their activities toward the path of liberation. Therefore, for those who are in the lowest stage of ignorance and who indulge in wine, women, and flesh, drinking by performing the Santarmani Yajna, association of women by marriage, and flesh eating by sacrifices are sometimes recommended. Such recommendations in the Vedic literatures are meant for a particular class of men, and not for all. But because they are injunctions in the Vedas for a particular type of persons, such activities by the pravrittas are not considered adharma. One man's food may be poison for others. Similarly, what is recommended for those in the mode of ignorance may be poison for those in the mode of goodness. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu, therefore, affirms that recommendations in the scriptures for a certain class of men are never to be considered adharma or irreligious. But such activities are factually adharma, and they are never to be encouraged. The recommendations in the scriptures are not meant for the encouragement of such adharma, but for regulating the necessary adharma gradually toward the path of dharma. Following in the footsteps of Maharaj Parikit, it is the duty of all executive heads of states to see that the principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness, are established in the state, and that the principles of irreligion, namely pride, illicit female association or prostitution, intoxication, and falsity are checked by all means. And to make the best use of a bad bargain, the personality of Kali may be transferred to places of gambling, drinking, prostitution, and slaughterhouses, if there are any places like that. Those who are addicted to these irreligious habits may be regulated by the injunctions of the scripture. In no circumstances should they be encouraged by the state. In other words, the state should categorically stop all sorts of gambling, drinking, prostitution, and falsity. The state which wants to eradicate corruptions by majority may introduce the principles of religion in the following manner. 1. Two compulsory fasting days in a month, if not more. Austerity. Even from the economic point of view, such two fasting days in a month in the state will save tons of food, and the system will also act very favorably on the general health of the citizens. 2. There must be compulsory marriage of young boys and girls attaining 24 years of age and 16 years of age, respectively. There is no harm in co-education in the schools and colleges, provided the boys and girls are duly married, and in case there is any intimate connection between male and female students, they should be married properly, without illicit relation. The Divorce Act is encouraging prostitution, and this should be abolished. 3. The citizens of the state must give in charity up to 50% of their income for the purpose of creating a spiritual atmosphere in the state or in human society, both individually and collectively. They should preach the principles of the Bhagavatam by A. Karma Yoga, or doing everything for the satisfaction of the Lord. B. Regular hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam from authorized persons or realized souls. C. Chanting of the glories of the Lord congregationally, at home, or at places of worship. D. Rendering all kinds of service to the Bhagavats, engaged in preaching the Srimad Bhagavatam. E. Residing in a place where the atmosphere is saturated with God consciousness. If the state is regulated by the above process, naturally there will be God consciousness everywhere. Gambling of all description, even speculative business enterprise, is considered to be degrading, and when gambling is encouraged in this state, there is a complete disappearance of truthfulness. Allowing young boys and girls to remain unmarried, more than the above-mentioned ages, and licensing animal slaughterhouses of all description should at once be prohibited. The flesh eaters may be allowed to take flesh as mentioned in the scriptures, and not otherwise. Intoxication of all description, even smoking cigarettes, chewing tobacco, and drinking of tea, must be prohibited.